We are talking food trucks on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. They're purveyors of tasty cuisine on wheels. Food trucks or carts may cluster at a festival. Perhaps you see them in a certain district. Ahead of the Milwaukee Food Truck Festival tomorrow, we're exploring how these trucks flavor up our communities. On State Street in Madison, Marta Staple has a long, long line every day at her fresh, cool drinks truck. Don't be misled by its name. Producer Courtney Everett brought this morsel back for us.
This food cart makes spring rolls that are about the size of like a Chipotle burrito, and it's $3.50, and it is more than a meal, and it satisfies. It's so good.
Yeah, why is it worth waiting in line?
Because it is more vegetables than I would otherwise eat in a meal. It fills me up. It tastes so good, and the line doesn't feel so bad because I get to stand in the sun. Usually I have a coworker with me, or I'm reading a book. I am lucky enough to get an hour for lunch, and I take the whole thing.
Awesome.
Like, and I'll spend it in line.
What is your favorite food truck? What do you love to get there? And how long are you willing to wait in line for that amazing food? Join in at 800-642-1234. Megan Blake-Horst is street vending coordinator for Madison within the city's Office of Business Resources and Economic Development Division. Megan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you coordinate street vending in Madison. What does that involve?
Well, I oversee our food carts, art and craft vending, sidewalk cafes, game day vending, so basically anything that happens in the right-of-way, organizing how and where the food carts go and where vendors go, as well as licensing and enforcement, and just figuring out how to grow our program here in the city of Madison.
Have you seen it grow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been on the job for about 2 years, and I have watched it grow during that time. And prior to that, there was extensive growth over the last 5 years, probably.
What do people love about food trucks? What is it about them?
Well, I think they're an experience. I think people really enjoy how it brings people together. Food is a basis of how we survive, and so it brings community together in a way that hasn't happened for a long time. It's also diverse. It's one of the most diverse sectors of business owners in this country. You know, a lot of immigrants, people of color, women, first-generation immigrants, and so it's a way to taste the world. Library Mall, as you were talking about, or State Street Mall, as mentioned earlier, there are 23 food carts, and you can probably taste food from 18 different countries.
Wow.
You know, and that is pretty significant in a small one-block area.
So what is the statewide reach of food trucks? Do we have any sense how big this industry is around our state?
Yeah. Well, I've seen a report that said 90, and I was like, I don't think so. We license about 100 in the city of Madison. So I think their numbers were a little bit off. But I talked to our Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DADCAP. They're one of the health department licensing bodies for the state licensing body for health. And they estimate about 700 food carts in the city, or food carts, trucks, and trailers in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
Probably so, over that. We were looking at numbers, and, you know, it's at least 700.
What about the impact on the city's culture and the types of tourism and what residents can bring into the mix when you're looking at food trucks?
Well, I think, you know, it's a way, a lot of people use it as community gathering spaces. They run events where they bring them in and they add a really unique flavor and option. Businesses are looking at partnering with food carts and trucks because they don't have restaurant service, but they know it keeps people. And, you know, schools are using it as fundraisers where the food carts give back a percentage after the end of the day. So it's a really cooperative and collaborative type of environment with a lot of partnerships.
We're talking food truck culture in Wisconsin with Megan Blake-Horst as our guide. She's the City of Madison street vending coordinator. Our producers got out this week visiting food trucks. Here's Luke Brinkman waiting for his chicken bibimbap burrito at the Bulgogi Korean truck in Madison.
This is actually the first time I've been here, or in a few years at least. I just like all the variety, the different ethnic foods out there, trying new things. It's a cool scene around here.
If you frequent food trucks, what's your favorite one and where is it? Where do you like, what do you like about food trucks? There's a line for you at 800-642-1234. Let's go to David now, joining us from La Crosse. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning.
So what is your deal with food trucks? What's the story?
Well, we've got out here, you know, we're maybe a little smaller, so we don't have as many, but one of the ones we have is a Pothic food truck, and I think everybody waits for food truck season because they're very community-focused. It's locally sourced produce, very diverse menu, everything from ramen to tacos and always a fresh like vegetarian item, but it's the menu rotates every week, and it's just phenomenal. So it's kind of one of those things I think people schedule their lives around, and just like you said, they make an effort to really support the community. So it's a great addition to this area, for sure.
David, where do they set up in La Crosse, Apothic?
So they do, I think, a Tuesday through Saturday. They're usually at Grounded Coffee Cafe downtown one day, and then Riverside Park another day, usually the Farmer's Market, and they'll do a brunch menu on Saturdays. And then usually they'll go to one of the local businesses or Gunderson Health System or one of the schools at night, a brewery. So they really make an effort to, you know, spread themselves around, and they've got a following. So no matter where they go, the line follows.
Love it. David, thanks so much for calling in. Megan, is that characteristic of some food trucks that they do move around locations?
Yeah, a lot of them do. They have to find different vending opportunities. And to be at the same business or office park every day, people get bored with the food. And the beautiful thing about food trucks and carts is that they can move around. They are mobile. They're a mobile restaurant. And so they can pop up all over the place, and sometimes in the least expected places, sometimes in places they maybe shouldn't. But it's a continual work in progress. And, you know, figuring out what the community really wants and how to connect that. And I think that's a special place that I get to do with street vending. I probably am the only person in the country to have a job that's strictly focused on street vending. So I have an opportunity to partner with these businesses and help make those collections and collaborations.
David also mentioned that Apothic changes up its menu. Is that common among food trucks?
Yeah, a lot of food trucks, as he mentioned, use seasonable produce. They work with farmers. They work at reducing food waste. They work at how to connect really with those local farmers and local producers. And so they are chefs and creative folk, and it allows them a more unique and creative opportunity in their carts versus a brick and mortar restaurant where you have people coming expecting the same thing every day. People expect the unexpected with a food truck or a food cart.
Does that give them, I guess, a leg up in staying viable as a business, because so many restaurants end up closing?
Yeah. And I see the similar with food carts. A lot of people start and they think it's going to be a hobby, or they don't need to do the business thing because they cook. You have to do everything. You are a jack of all trades. You have to know how to do your books. You have to know when to apply for your licenses and what licenses to apply for. Because if you don't, you're not in compliance, and then it can cause you a world of hurt, which turns to lots of things that we don't want to go into. We want to be proactive and help people be, you know, following the rules.
We're talking with Megan Blake Horst. She is the street vending coordinator for the city of Madison. Vendors, we want to hear from you as well. How do you build loyalty among customers? What would you tell new to the industry food truck owners? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. We'll be back in just a minute with more on food trucks, maybe hear about your favorite one right here on the Ideas Network. We're talking food trucks here on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. And a shout out to the Racine Food Truck Tour, Milwaukee's finest food trucks. 11 of them gather in Racine for several choice Wednesday nights in July, September, and October. We've been hearing from people around Madison food trucks. Here's Cameron at the Baraka cart, which serves up Ethiopian dishes and is just steps away from her work.
You get to try all sorts of things from across Madison, but they're right at your front door for me.
What is the value of having street vending options in your community? Did it compel you to try a new food? Are you thinking of starting a food truck business? And what made you want to do it? We're at 800-642-1234, and Megan Blake-Horst is the street vending coordinator for the city of Madison, and she stays with us. Let's bring in another call now. Billy is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Billy.
Good morning. What a great subject. I'm an all-American guy. I love hot dogs. I'm the tube steak fiend. I've been known to pull out of traffic because I'll see a hot dog vendor in the street. I did the same thing in New York. There's a club here in town called La Cage that gets really weird at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. A guy had to stand there with spicy poolish. I stood there eating these dogs and watching this weird crowd come out. I am a nut for hot dog stands.
I love it. That's a great story. So what about hot dog stands? What do you know about them?
Well, we don't have too many in Madison. We did have a food cart called Fibs. He recently had a fire in his food cart and decided to retire. So we're very sad to see Fibs go. But in larger cities like Milwaukee, New York, you do see a lot of the hot dog stands on the corner. And it really does provide a great, quick, on-the-go lunch for people. And there are great fans like Billy out there that will go out of their way. And they do want something, you know, I see that Billy's interested in his all beef hot dogs, you know, and having that type of thing. But, you know, they just want something quick and easy, and it hits the mark.
It does. The hot dogs, pretzels, good to go. So how does the permitting process work to get a license to serve food?
Yeah, well, in Wisconsin, you have to have health department licensing, which is different than vending licensing. So counties and the state can license for the health department, and they need a mobile-based kitchen or commissary kitchen, service base, a place to store their food, do their dishes, dump their gray water, that sort of thing. And then they also need a mobile retail or mobile food establishment license, depending on the county that you're in. And then if they're doing special events and adding infrastructure to their cart or truck, then they need a temporary food license from the health department. All of those are licenses. And then every city, township, and community around the state has their own vending rules. So it is not a statewide governed rules. So in Madison, we have specialized vending areas. You need to have a basic street vending license to actually make any sales. So you need anywhere from 3 to 4 licenses to operate in Madison. Milwaukee is going to operate differently. Sun Prairie, Verona, all of our local communities around Madison, they all have different vending rules, whether you can be on private property or you have to be in the right of way.
Yeah, so you really have to look at that if you want to move your truck to another community, perhaps.
Yep. And you have to do a lot of door-to-door, you know, knocking at city clerk's office doors and asking them what their vending rules are. And I always encourage people to ask if they need licenses or permits, because depending on the city you're in, they're going to call it a permit or a license. And if you ask for a license and they do permits, they might not answer your question. You know, so I always encourage new vendors to ask multiple questions, ask the same question in multiple ways to make sure that they're getting the answer that they need to operate legally.
And they're covering all the bases. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how different are health inspections of food trucks compared to your brick and mortar restaurants?
I would say food carts are inspected more frequently. They have to have 2 inspections, one for their base kitchen to get licensed, and then they have to have their cart or their mobile vehicle licensed and inspected. And at every special event they go to, they can be inspected. They can have pop-in inspections at any time from either the county health inspectors or the state. So it is pretty rigorous. And brick and mortars are usually inspected annually.
How do food truck owners build customer loyalty, get people coming back again and again, not just these one-offs? Oh, that was a neat, food truck.
Yeah, I would say it has to do with customer service and their food. You know, it's a people business, and that's one of the reasons our street vendors really like to be out there is because they get to interact with customers on a regular basis. You know, social media hasn't hurt the industry at all. A lot of people really depend on that to keep their following and get people engaged in what they're doing and where they're at. But I really think it's the people they meet in line. It's the people that they meet when they walk up to the counter. It's the food that they taste, the cultures that they experience, and the stories they get.
What happens in the winter to food trucks? I've always wondered.
Well, in Wisconsin, in Madison, we have about 30% of our food carts that vend year-round. There's a lot of students that have to walk to school and a lot of office workers around the Capitol Square that want to eat and they want to go to a food cart. Even in our office parks, we have food carts that will go out to the office parks and outside of the downtown area because that group of folks still don't have places to eat. They don't have time to go out to eat. So go to the carts.
About 30%, you say, are year-round. Mm-hmm. So you can perhaps any time of year find a food cart that's going to be willing to serve you up something.
Yeah, even at winter festivals, you'll run into food carts. You know, there's a lot of winter festivals that have been popping up over the, you know, the holiday season, and food trucks are there.
Talking with Megan Blake Horst, she is the street vending coordinator for the city of Madison within the city's Office of Business Resources and Economic Development Division. A wealth of information. You can join in with your questions about food trucks at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Megan, what kind of challenges do food truck owners and workers face? What are the big things, that obstacles?
Right now, employees, keeping employees, and that's a restaurant and food industry issue right now. They don't have enough staff, and they're really struggling. Some of our food carts have brick and mortar restaurants and food carts, and so they're struggling to keep both staffed. That's a huge issue. We work with a lot of people with a variety of language, and so they're having to navigate a very bureaucratic, intense system. And so there's a lot of challenges, but in Madison, we work really hard to guide them through this process because we do see it as a great opportunity. So, you know, it's the communication and making sure they understand a very complicated system and operate effectively and legally. But I would say employment right now, from what I heard from everyone, it's an ongoing challenge.
Can you make a decent living?
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, we've had carts that have been vending since 1972. So I'm going to say that they've made at least a living, and they've raised children and they've raised families in this community. So, yeah, you know, I was looking at a national statistic, and it was around like $150,000 on average, that gross that they would be making, you know. And so you'd scale that back for a smaller, you know, community such as Madison, as opposed to Austin or, you know, Portland, something like that. You know, so you can kind of do the math on that, but people are making a living.
What draws people to food trucks as opposed to going to a sit-down restaurant to enjoy a meal?
Time. Time is a big factor. How close it is to work. Perception is sometimes, you know, brick and mortars can be really quick and do pickups for lunch, but it's also the experience. They can stand in line with their office mates, and if they have three different dietary choices, there's three different food carts right there. Everyone gets what they want, and then they go sit on the Capitol Square or someplace nearby and enjoy their time together. So it always comes back to community and food bringing people together.
There is a food truck festival tomorrow, the third annual food truck and craft beer festival in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Do other communities across the state have festivals that are devoted to food trucks?
Yeah, yeah. I say that happens a lot. And it's a really great way because they're bringing in music and food and art and craft, but, you know, focused on the food. Sometimes it's a competition. You know, in Madison, we have something, the Taste of Madison. It brings in 250,000 people every year over the Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, it's, or is it Labor Day weekend? Labor Day weekend. Sorry.
Okay.
I was like, I threw off my, my timing. yeah, so they, you know, it brings in hundreds of thousands of people and it's devoted to food. And I'd say probably 30 to 40% of the businesses at Taste of Madison are food carts. You know, it's pretty significant. So we see them popping up as just food truck nights, where it's not so much a festival, but it's just a gathering weekly or monthly. You know, power in numbers.
Do you see the future bright for food trucks in Madison?
I do. I continue to see growth. This last year, we created two new policies that can open up this industry. We can allow food trucks on private property, which in the city of Madison has not been allowed due to our zoning code, but we just recently made a change to the zoning code. So with a few approvals and a basic street vending license, you can vend on private property. And we also are working on an ordinance to allow full-size food trucks in Madison. So that's something that hasn't been allowed. We've only had food carts and trailers.
So what is a full size?
One that drives itself. Think of what you see on the movies and on the big screen. It's like the large, you know, SEP van, UPS.
Oh, like craft
retrofit.
Services.
Yeah, it's like a big full-size, you know, full-size deal.
Huh.
But there's a number of vendors that want to do that, or they've come to me and already own one, and I'm like, I can't help you. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm excited that we're able to create some new policies and ordinances in the city of Madison to open up more opportunity for mobile vending.
Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Megan Blakehorst is the street vending coordinator for the city of Madison within the city's Office of Business Resources and Economic Development. It is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Coming up, we talk about our state's frozen custard tradition. Where do you go for the best custard? Stake your claim for the creamiest, tastiest custard at 800-642-1234. We'll go around our state sampling frozen custard right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.